content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. So, if you happen to have your 13-year-old listening in,
that's your problem.
Hello, everybody, and welcome back to Spiritually Raw. Today we have Sean Morgan from our Q Corner, and he's going to give us all the up-to-dates on everything that's going on with QAnon. I love these segments. Everybody loves these segments, too, so we're so excited to get the day rolling. But I just want to take a quick moment and thank everybody for watching all the shows and sharing them, leaving your comments. We read all your comments.
Subscribing to them,
and,
thank you.
Yeah, subscribing and clicking the little notification bell. We truly appreciate it, and we are so very grateful for all of your support, and it's helping the channel grow very quickly by leaps and bounds. So we just wanted to share our gratitude and let you know that we love you, and we're just super appreciative.
Yeah, and then leave some comments too, you know, while you're there, and let us know what you'd like to see more of, you know, any feedback and stuff. So just, you know, just keeps the world going around, doesn't it?
Absolutely.
So, yeah. So what do you want to talk about our guest today? Yeah.
Well, I have no clue what Sean's going to be talking about today. We're going to soon find out, though.
Yeah, I know. We'll find out in a second. But let me introduce you to Sean. For those of you who don't know Sean, he's an expert in all things QAnon, independent journalist and author of QAnon for Beginners, and the co-author of Patreon Riches, which he wrote with April, right? So you can check that out at patreonriches.com. And you can also find Sean at QAnonFAQ.com. So, you know, he's a great guy. You're going to get to see him here in just a second as we time this out. And there he goes. There he goes. Okay. So that's Sean Morgan, everybody. So he's great there. And Sean, we just gave you a description to the audience, and welcome to the show. It's good to have you back, brother. Thank you.
Thanks. Hi, Sean. Thanks for joining us today.
You know, every time I ask Sean when he comes on for the Q Corner, I said, okay, well, what do you want to talk about when we get on there? What do you want to talk about? He goes, well, you know, it's like I'm on this Q board, so I'm getting real-time information. So it's like in that moment. So so that's pretty fascinating how that really happens. I mean, you're getting it real-time. So I'm going
to I want to touch on one thing, too, that you mentioned. And I am so grateful, Sean. Thank you. Because I try to decipher those boards, and I'm like, I don't even know where to begin.
That look.
Right.
That look. That's what happens.
Yeah.
Exactly. It is a little bit complicated. For those of you who don't know, Q started posting in 2017 on an anonymous messaging board on 4chan. And so he just started calling himself Q because that's a high security level clearance. And so because of some very large cyber attacks to those boards, some people had to create a whole new platform. And only Q can post to his board. He has a specific trip code. So that's how we know it's Q. That's how we know it's no other entity besides Q that's actually making these messages. And to go to the actual board is called 8kun.net. It's actually a little bit complicated to navigate. I don't even go there. I actually look at Q's posts at qmap.pub, which is a website that actually aggregates all of Q's posts and makes them easily readable and searchable. And so that's where I get Q's information on a daily basis.
Quick question, because you have been following Q for a long time, quite a few years, but you really just started your YouTube QAnon channel recently, and it literally caught fire and it went viral. What made you decide to, after a couple years, say, you know what, I need to take this research that I'm learning and discovering and open up my own channel?
Yeah, you know, it was really partially because of the COVID-19 thing. I got a notice from my boss that I was being let go because there just wasn't enough business for the company to keep going. And I had it in my mind that I really wanted to make the Q information more easily digestible for normal people. And so on that day that I was told that, it was like this opening, this opportunity, because you know, you can't really say that you're into QAnon and be able to work with a company where you're the face of the company, and people, even just for their conservative beliefs right now, are being fired. You really don't have freedom of expression on social media. It's called cancel culture. If you just say the wrong thing or you like the wrong thing on social media, you can just get canceled. Your whole life can be over. Mm-hmm. But when I was let go from that job, I just kind of thought, what do I have to lose? Nothing. Mm-hmm. I'm just going to do this. I had a background as an educator and from doing communication by video. So it was really a good fit for me to just create this free book, free course about Q.
And then you did a video and it just went viral. And
I did 22 videos about the frequently asked questions about QAnon. So it was basically an online course that I launched in one day on March 17th. And it got over 2 million views in 2 months.
Good for you,
brother.
That's
absolutely extraordinary. I mean, that's really a testament. Congratulations. Not too many people can say that. Testament to that you're on the right path.
And does that
for sure?
Yeah, it really is. And then from there, though, does that just give you that sense of peace that, man, that this is the right path? You've made the right choice here for yourself as what you do?
I feel that from the bottom of my soul. I really feel that I'm doing the right thing at the right time. It's not easy. You still get criticized a lot. You have a lot of haters out there who don't agree with you, who might think you're doing the wrong thing. Even people in my own friends and family who are critical.
I was going to ask you that.
What I'm really standing up for is just truth. It's just the critical thinking. I really don't have to align myself with any group to do that. I don't have to be a Republican or a Democrat. I don't have to be left or right. I just believe that we should all be looking for the truth. And I'm on my own truth journey and I'm sharing what I'm discovering. So because it's all about love and light and truth, I know I'm doing the right thing.
So with your family, you mentioned you have family members that are not in agreement. How are you handling that?
Well, I live in Brazil part of the year, so I'm pretty far away from them. I don't have to duke it out on a daily basis. Mm-hmm. But even my wife's not really on board. You know, she's a kind of a liberal person. She's kind of, you know, just not really into politics in general, though. And so it's hard for her to get on board with what I'm doing. But we agree to disagree. We know that, you know, politics is not something worth fighting about. It's, mm-hmm. it's you know, we all have to, like I said, go on our own journey and learn the things that we want to learn and figure out on our own. But we don't have to evangelize and force that down anyone else's throat. And I think that's when the fights really happen, is when we feel like we have to make ourselves right. And that's the ego. That the ego is the one that tries to force other people. We have to respect each other's sovereignty.
That's good. Thank
and it's
you.
And it's what's so interesting, though, that this is almost like, though, in a time where we live in, and I totally agree with you about that, about respecting everybody's sovereignty there. And what's so unique about where we're at today, this is almost like a fight for life kind of time that we're living in for so many people, for many people, really. I mean, not only health wise, not only financially wise. So I guess it just, whether you are that person that maybe does want to, you know, just doesn't really, you know, kind of want to just get their stuff out there. But you mm-hmm. find more and more people that normally wouldn't traditionally do it are starting to really share a lot of information. Again, like just because of that fight or flight kind of, you know, vibe they're getting from this.
It is life or death. I'm not going to act like it's just parlor conversation. We're talking about the leading cause of death in the world is abortion. I think 42 million babies were killed in the last year. So that's an important issue. It's an issue that makes people on the left and right very charged on both sides. The COVID-19 thing, you know, the people on the left think it's a life or death issue for you to go into public without a mask. And the people on the right think it's a life or death issue of living under tyranny and being able to open up your business. So that is why it charges people. They feel like, hey, your opinion is affecting my life, mm-hmm. and they want to stand up for what is right. But at the same time, we have to figure out how to listen and how to connect and how to show love and not be all about ideology and thoughts. You know, your thoughts and your beliefs are not who you are. You can still love your wife and your family and your partner and your friends without trying to force them to believe what you believe.
That's a really, really, really good point. And, you know, sometimes you have to take a step back. Because we're so, like, we believe it so strongly. And it's like, you just want to take the people and shake them and be like, no, 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 no. But you know what? You're so right. You got to take a step back, breathe, and be like, not everybody believes the exact same thing that you believe.
Do you feel that people, from your experience of doing this, do you feel when you're talking to people or sharing this with people, is it kind of one of those things where you just either are great awakened and you see it? Or is it like, if you don't see it now, you're just kind of never really going to see it. Yeah. You know what I mean? Or do you think that,
people, or at least the desire,
you know what I mean?
I think, well, Q has mentioned that 4 to 6% of the population will never wake up. It doesn't matter what information that you show them. You could show them, a video of Barack Obama or Hillary Clinton doing a despicable illegal act, and they would just say it's a fake video. They will never ever, no matter what information is presented, they will never wake up. But that's only 4 to 6% of the population, according to Q. And so that means that when people are shown overwhelming evidence, they are willing to change their mind. They are willing to think about another possibility. And that's what Q is basically saying. Q is saying, has been saying, that the first high arrest, first major arrest in Operation Q will trigger a mass population awakening. So if you have someone like George Soros or Oprah Winfrey or Tom Hanks or one of those big people, or the Pope, someone big, if they get arrested, people are all of a sudden going to start thinking for the first time. They're going to think, what? How is this possible? And they're going to start doing research, and they're going to start finding the truth themselves. And that's how people wake up, when they find the truth themselves.
That's really a good point, because we haven't gotten to that. That's a great point, and we haven't gotten to that point yet.
This is the calm before the storm, as Trump
we're
has
about
said.
To just
Would this
get the
storm be before or after, in your point of view, in your knowledge, the election?
I was always thinking it was before the election. Here's why I thought that, and I'm still open to thinking differently, but what I thought is that, hey, the deep state is going to use all of their ammunition in this information war before the election, because everything's riding on the election. And therefore, the white hats, or the good guys, they have to have something to combat that. And so they have to use their ammunition. And the ammunition that we have on the white hat side is things like Anthony Weiner's laptop and all the data that's on there. So for those of you who don't know, Anthony Weiner is married to Huma Abedin, the assistant for Hillary Clinton. And he was arrested for sexting with an underage girl, and his laptop was confiscated, and the NYPD actually cried and vomited from what they saw on that laptop. So it had something to do with Hillary Clinton, actually. And so that would be one of the examples of ammunition that could be declassified, and arrests could be made before the election, and then people would wake up and realize, hey, the Democrat Party and who they were believing and voting in for so many years is a criminal.
Well, that would be pretty heavy, because I don't know how you would top that video. And if I'm not mistaken, the code name to that is Frazzle Drip.
Yeah, for one particular video, apparently, yes. And I have no idea if it's real or not, but I can be sure that there's illegal contents on that laptop. But anyway, I don't know. It could be before the election. I just did an interview with Praying Medic, and he was saying that a lot of it will probably happen after the election, because you don't want to try to get people's votes one particular way. It's really better that no one can say it was political. If Trump wins fair and square without doing all of that disclosure, and then does the disclosure after he gets elected, then everyone's like, oh yeah, Trump didn't use this just to get elected. He did it because he wanted to wait until the whole country was kind of unified and in a space able to take this information in. So, but I'm still betting on before the election, really big stuff is going to happen.
And what do you think, like, from your perspective, or how you visualize it? Because I know last time you were on air, you were talking about, you know, how just there's great prosperity, and how you yourself have embraced it versus looking at it as like a victim mentality. And again, congrats for that.
Yeah, it was a great outlook.
Yeah, so what do you think, in your mind, those big things that are going to happen?
Well, we have an investigation into Spygate. So even before Donald Trump was president, when he was running for president, and when Ted Cruz was running for president, the Obama administration used the spying apparatus of the intelligence agencies as a weapon against the political opponents. So not only Donald Trump was spied on, but his family was spied on, Ted Cruz was spied on. And even after Donald Trump was elected, they were continuing to spy on him. Mm-hmm. And so that those investigations have been going on for years, and so now they're wrapping up.
Do they know how long he was spied on for?
At least
how long it went on for?
At least when he ran, like at least 2 or 3 years, right?
Yeah, I think it was 2016 until the day or the transition time after he was elected. So that's my, in my mind, one of the big things that's going to come to light is that, you know, the heads of all of these intelligence agencies like James Clapper and Andy McCabe and James Comey, and who were they under? They were under Obama. So Obama's going to be implicated. And of course, Biden's being investigated and his son for Ukraine and China, these shady deals. So there's just so much that can come out, not to mention the fact that Q has been releasing information about an international pedophile ring. This is all connected to NXIVM and Jeffrey Epstein. And who were they closely connected with? And Hollywood is implicated. And the mainstream media is implicated. So literally the top of every power structure, legal, economic, entertainment, all of these power structures, the white hats have been collecting the information, the dirt on them for years. And they could disclose that at any time. And that's a very, it's a very strong position to be in, but they're afraid that they don't want to release it all at once because that could actually be very destabilizing for society. You don't want people going crazy. You don't want them to
just snap.
Basically, Q has actually stated that the reason why they don't go public with everything right away is because they don't want mass population suffering. They don't want worldwide suffering. So they weren't, they're going to release this in a way that people can handle it.
Sean, I have a question for you. Is that when you talk about Q, you talk about Q as heat. Is there anything inclination that when you read the boards that it was described that
no, Q there's no gender. There's actually is no gender. And we don't even know if Q is one person or multiple people. And one thing that has been made clear is that when Q is typed at the end of a post with the symbol plus, so it's Q plus, that indicates actually directly from President Trump. So I know a lot of people should not believe that outright for any reason, but if you go to maybe like qproofs.com, I think it is, or you can see on my website, qanonfaq.com, you can get a list of proofs of why people think that Trump is directly connected to the Q operation.
The election in November, let's just say he wins by a landslide because it's looking that way. But do you think that there's going to be a probability of shenanigans come January when he actually,
like in what way? Like how so?
Like, are they going to try to like pull some shenanigans? Like it was all farce. It's a scam. They, you know,
Vote kind of thing.
Yeah. To the point that they rigged the election. Do you think that it's, we'll get to the point that it's going to delay him in January?
So look at what's being released 6 months, 5 months before the election. We have organized rioting across the country. This is unprecedented. So this is how scared the deep state is and how scared the Democrats are of Trump winning. They will do anything in their power to be able to prevent Trump winning the election. Even when he won last time, you saw some of the most organized and populist protests ever. You had like a million women marching in Washington, D.C. and so forth. But look, you can't stop the electoral process. You can't stop the transition of power, especially for a landslide, because a landslide demonstrates what the will of the people is. So when the mainstream media has to report the numbers and says, hey, Donald Trump won and this is the count and so forth, then there is no mandate to revolt or to try to take that power away from the will of the people. The people themselves will prevent any type of process against that. So no, I'm not worried at all about transition of power. Keep in mind that Q and Trump, the one entity they have on their side is the U.S. military, which is the most powerful entity in the history of humanity. We're talking about they have more nuclear weapons than anyone else. They have, you know, the best technology. They have the ability to put down riots, to prevent chaos, to hold people accountable, to take them to prison. So I'm not worried at all. I sleep well at night knowing the military is filled with men and women from my community. They're just normal people with good hearts, and they will do the right thing.
Yeah, that's
Sean,
great.
Do you think that, you know, like for yourself being in the Q community and others that you see in there that are, whether they're coming in for the first time, and, you know, I know because you're seeing and you've actually, your book is really helps people to kind of get an understanding who are really just looking into this.
It's the first thing I read.
Yeah, it is.
And it helped just real quick with that. For all of you that are, were new like us, and it was so overwhelming, and I was like, oh my God, where am I even going to start with all this? You were the first person that I can that I connected. The universe literally said, this is the person you're going to go straight to because he has broken it down to the ridiculous. And I was like, oh my God, it was like all in sections. I'm like, oh, I get it now. I get it. So thumbs up for that, really.
And that's great. And so that feeling right there, when you get more and more people coming in and learn, and I'm getting emails too, which is really crazy. It's like, I'm getting my Facebook, like, oh my God, I just started researching this Q and I'm really fascinated by it. What's your overall feel of people's emotions when they're in it? Is there like, and I guess, let me say it to you this way. Is it more like a feeling of safety? Is it a feeling of like, oh my gosh, finally? Is it a kind of feeling of fear? You know, what emotion do you find is more predominant, or is there emotion more predominant?
There is. There are a lot of emotions. Remember that conspiracy theorists, the people who are willing to consider that people in power are against them, they have a paranoid personality, and you attract, you know, what you believe. And so I think that some of the people who are attracted to Q come from that mindset. And so it doesn't matter what happens, they'll always be paranoid. Oh, what if Q is deep state? What if Trump is deep state? What if we're all going to get vaccines and 5G is going to kill us all? It's like a doomsday type of personality. Now, I actually think it's good to consider those things and to research those things and to make sure you know and verify safety for yourself. But if you just always look at that side of things, then you're always going to live that reality. And so I see people like that who have a negative outlook. And I also see people who are maybe overly positive and give too much credit to Trump and Q and kind of become passive and just say, oh, I'm just going to let them handle everything. I'm kind of somewhere in the middle, but I think that it's important to stay positive. I think this is what's cool about the Q movement. It's a positive movement of unity. There's no divisiveness. There's no one in the Q movement says you have to be Christian to follow Q, or you have to be white, or you have to be a man, or you have to be straight. No, it has nothing to do with that. It's a movement of unity, of unifying people away from the identity politics and the divisiveness of the left. And just focusing on unity and where we go one, we go all, that's unity. But it's also saying, hey, we're doing this together. And like the best is yet to come. So the best is yet to come is a speech from Donald Trump, but that just summarizes it so well. Everyone thinks, hey, the good guys, there are good guys out there. That's so inspiring to know there are good guys in power and that there are good things coming. So it's a very positive, optimistic and unifying message of the movement.
Absolutely.
Can you feel it though, brother? I mean, I do. I do, man. I wake up and I'm like, I just feel
I'm
so.
I'm wearing a shirt that says, "Where we go, one, we go all."
Yeah, you know, yeah, yeah. You can see it, everybody, right? I tell you, I wake up, man. I'm like, man, what a.
It's like exciting.
It's
to
like
wake
a
up.
Miracle morning. I think you've been saying it on the thing, like waking up to a miracle morning because you can just so.
The energy is really.
Yeah, I guess
high.
How you look at it, like you said, but it's like, man, it's like the energy's high. The you know you could. It's like you could feel the heavens opening up on you.
You guys are so familiar with this outlook, like the new age, the new thoughts, the spiritual way of looking at things. And you know the trap that the ego has with the new age, that basically, I'm more spiritual than other people, and I'm better than other people, and I understand what's good, and I all love and light. I'll just ignore all the things, all the shadows, all this bad stuff, and just pretend like I'm happy all the time, when in reality, I'm an angry person. I have lots of shadows, and I have lots of problems. So the reason why I bring that up is because the Q movement is acknowledging the shadow, and that is so important for ascension out of ignorance out of the ego and into awareness of the truth. And so, yes, there are evil people, like literally people are very, very dark and associate and worship darkness. Those people exist. We acknowledge them, but we don't have to focus on them. We don't have to obsess over them. We're standing up for what's right. They're going to be held accountable. And the best is yet to come. Where we go one, we go all. So it's not just focusing on the negative.
You know, I'm so glad you said that. But it also made me think about something else. What I find though is, because if you aren't adjusted to thinking that, you know, even if you are kind of like, well, all right, I believe in it, like, you know, there's an upper and a lower or whatever, it's very difficult for some people to believe that such evil exists to such a degree. Just even taking it's the pedophilia.
It's conditioning. It's just those years and years and years of just.
It's hard. It's hard for a lot of people to adjust to that.
I actually think it's innocence is actually a good. It's a good thing. It's a good thing that people don't want to even entertain those thoughts in their mind, because those thoughts are related to something so dark that it brings our vibration down. It makes us sad. You know, so at the same time, you cannot stay in ignorance. There's a fine line between innocence and ignorance. If you're willfully ignorant, that's a bad thing. But if you're trying to shelter yourself and protect yourself from negative energy, that's a good thing. So that's why I'm saying this movement is really forcing humanity to acknowledge the shadow, but also reach for the light.
That's an excellent way to put it. Really well said. So do you want to tell us the latest on Q?
Yes, it's really exciting what Q's posting about right now, because it's one of those things that if you present the facts to people, they'll really have to acknowledge the truth. So what is happening is that Hollywood, the mainstream media, and Democratic politicians are all pushing Black Lives Matters, okay? And what a brainwash, mind control name of Black Lives Matters, because of course, Black Lives Matter. Brown lives matter, all lives matter. And what's interesting is that there's a push to send money to Black Lives Matter. Okay, so the Democrat politicians are saying, send the money. The Hollywood celebrities are saying, send the money. And people are. The organization GoFundMe gave, I think, $500,000, $500,000 to them. And some people took over a hotel in Minneapolis, and they immediately got like $200,000 to take over a hotel and use it for their own purposes. So basically, Q has posted twice in the last couple of days to show that when anyone makes a donation to Black Lives Matters, it doesn't go to Black Lives Matters. It goes to an organization called Act Blue, and Act Blue gives unclaimed donations to Democratic presidential nominees. So they have given over $100 million to Bernie and over $100 million to Biden.
Act Blue has.
And all money that's given to Black Lives Matters goes directly to Act Blue. So this is basically, these are basically two shell corporations for the Democrats.
Antifa?
So Black Lives Matters. If you try to go to Black Lives Matters website.
I'm saying, do you think that you said for the Democrats, at the same time you said, I thought, is it also a shell for Antifa?
Well, Antifa, they're trying to say that Antifa is not an organization. So it's more of a loose, you know, amalgam of multiple organizations, but they do accept donations. They have gotten millions from George Soros. But just focusing on Black Lives Matters, if you go to their website, you donate money, it goes to Act Blue, and then Act Blue gives it to Democrats. So this doesn't seem to be legal. Okay, this does not seem to be a legit way of raising funds for your political party. And by the way, the same thing happens with Planned Parenthood. What happens is you donate money to Planned Parenthood. Planned Parenthood takes the money and gives it directly to Democrats. And then Democrats take the federal money and give it to Planned Parenthood. And the same thing happens with all of the stuff about the environment. Like these organizations are slush funds for the deep state.
And this you're seeing, this is so fascinating, everybody watching in. I mean, Sean's actually getting this stuff real time for us. I mean, this is like the stuff that's good that we're all.
Q posted. Yeah. This yesterday. This is how relevant this is happening right now,
isn't it?
Yeah.
That is.
So there's no way to stop it, though, is there?
Yes, I believe this is illegal. I believe this violates election law. So this can be stopped.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Yeah, so now that it's come to the public light, now people are going to say, hey, is this really appropriate? Is this, you know, so this is just like when the Hollywood celebrities were trying to bail out the rioters from jail.
Mm-hmm.
And then Donald Trump said, well, I'm going to designate Antifa a terrorist organization. Well, that makes any donation to the rioters and Antifa aiding and abetting terrorism. So yes, all of these things can be stopped and will be stopped. And that's why law, the rule of law, is so important. Right now we have a battle of anarchy versus rule of law. And in Seattle right now, Antifa and Black Lives Matters has actually commandeered 6 city blocks of downtown Seattle.
We were just talking about that. So they took
they
over.
They control it with machine guns and they create their own barricades. So everything they say they're against, which is like policing and borders and all this stuff, they've created their own borders, their own policing. And they are advocating for anarchy. But luckily, what they're doing is against the law. And we have the rule of law. And Donald Trump has stated publicly today that if the mayor and if the governor and if those people in Seattle don't take care of these terrorists who are violently and extorting the business owners of those areas, if they don't take care of it, well, then the executive branch and the military will. So we have the law on our side.
What exactly will they do?
Call in the military.
No, what will the military do? Like, how far will it go?
Well, you know, what you have are people with machine guns in downtown Seattle, you know, just controlling whether people come in and come out. They're trying to extort the business owners. So what happens is the military walks in and says, you're under arrest. What you're doing is completely illegal. Mm-hmm. You could even be treated as an enemy combatant and be sent to Guantanamo Bay. Because this is not just, you know, a regular breaking the law. This is terrorism.
It is internal terrorism. Sean, is there anything from Q's perspective that you found that how long Trump is going to give this
before
he says, okay, you know, I saw what you were talking about today, which he says, look, if you don't fix it, I'm going to fix it kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So what Q has said is that people only change when they're at the precipice. So you can't just have Trump go in and end the riots and use the military and right away. You have to actually show people this is what the left wants. This is what the left celebrates, you know, and once that sinks in to the general public, once they're actually at the precipice of realizing I might lose my country, I might lose my city, I might lose my business if I don't stand up for what's right, that's when Trump will walk in and save the day. Because people only change at the precipice. They won't change if Trump fix everything before it's broken.
Exactly.
There's so many people right now that are just, you know, it's like just really sucks to see, in the sense that you felt the breakthrough coming for people. And then you see now these poor people, these poor business owners, Seattle, those kind of cities, or Minneapolis, that now they're shut down again. You know what I mean? It's just the innocent being impacted. This is just really, you know,
but luckily, there are federal programs for those who have been hurt in these circumstances. And so don't worry. We have Trump has your back. I mean, no matter how much some of the listeners here might hate Trump, he will be the one who creates and approves the legislation that will save your business if something like this happened to you. He is the one that would fund the military and the police to save your business if it was being torched by rioters. So he has your back. Now, the question is, do you have his back? Will you vote for him? Will you stand up on social media and share information? Will you talk to your friends and family and be honest and say, you know what? I support President Trump putting down the rioting. I think that it's wrong what they're doing, setting businesses on fire. I think it's wrong that 21 people have been killed in these mostly peaceful protests.
And that's Sean Morgan, everybody, and he approved that message. So that was good stuff, buddy. Sean, it's always so great to have you with us, man. It really is, brother. And can you Can you, thank you. can you let everybody know how they can get a hold of you, how they can support you, brother?
Yes. You can get the free ebook, the free course, the free podcast, everything at QAnonFAQ.com.
Sean, it's always awesome having you on.
Yeah.
We love your energy. We love your information.
Your outlook.
Your outlook is great. You're inspiring. You bring peace. You bring clarity. You're not even psychic and you bring peace and clarity. So thank you so much for that.
Yeah.
We appreciate it. Okay. And have a blessed rest of the day.
Yeah. Keep up the great work, brother. And we'll see you next time. All right.
All right. Sounds good. Bye-bye.
Take it easy.
Thank you.
All right. Sean awesome Morgan for Senate, man.
Well, I'm voting for him.
I would vote for him, too. Yeah.
Absolutely.
No worries on that. So, yeah. I just always loved that episode.
And you know what? He has about, oh, I don't know, 50,000 other people
he
read
could do
his
it.
Finger
he could do it.
Right
I mean, he's smart
also,
enough and he's well-spoken. You know what I mean?
He's so poised.
He's very well-spoken.
And
he's very smart.
Together.
He is put together. He doesn't react. You know, he's calm. You know what I mean? Well, so he's good.
I think he might just have another career.
Might find so. Hopefully we just launch. Hopefully we just launch you, Sean, as you watch this on the playback here. We just launch you in your new political career.
Absolutely.
So, all right, brother.
Thank
thanks.
You, everyone. And together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often. Tell all your friends. And most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.